or walking in one of the entrances. This will be one of the big entrances on game day.
Jack Hill is the project executive for Levi's Stadium. He oversees all the construction on the 49ers' gleaming new home in the heart of Silicon Valley.
I tell everybody I got the coolest job in the world.
The $1.3 billion project is almost complete. Construction workers are finishing up the interior, installing seats, and completing the work on some green features that a few years ago you might not have seen in a football stadium.
Here we are on the roof.
Oh, wow. There's the whole field.
We love coming up here. You can see the mountains in the background. I mean, it's very scenic up here. You can see the bay on one side.
But Hill hasn't just brought me up here for the view.
And above our heads, you see the PV panels.
That's solar photovoltaic panels. There will be about 20,000 square feet of them installed on the stadium, enough to stretch from the end zone to the 50-yard line. Hill says on average, a football game uses as much power as about 3,000 homes. These panels won't be providing all the electricity to run the stadium, but by generating power all year, team officials say they'll offset what's used for up to 10 game days. There are other football stadiums with more solar panels, in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., for instance. But there is one thing up on this roof Hill is pretty sure no other team has yet.
The area that you see with all the black tarps over it, with the dirt underneath it, that's our green roof.
It's a native plant garden. Hill, who oversaw construction of the Dallas Cowboys' new stadium, says he's used to dealing with landscaping. The point of all this, let's not forget, is the football field. But this takes some different thinking.
You know, something that's full, something that's fairly low, something that's easy to maintain, something that doesn't require a lot of water, and something that's pretty.
And nothing with their rival team's colors.
Well, we avoid blue and silver.
That's the Cowboys.
I guess we're going to have to start avoiding green and blue from the Seahawks.
The garden and the field itself will be watered with recycled water. Hill takes me down to field level to show me the pipes.
Hey, guys. You see the purple pipe? That's all recycled water.
The toilets in the stadium are low flow, and they'll use recycled water, too. Other environmental measures include using highly efficient LEDs for about 40% of the lights and recycling most of the construction debris. Levi's Stadium is on track to earn a gold certification from the U.S. Green Building Council, the second highest rating possible. It would be the first new pro football stadium to earn that level. But it's not just what's inside the stadium that makes it green.
Most of the traditional arrangement is a stadium with a sea of asphalt around it, and everybody parks right around the stadium.
Kevin Riley is the director of planning for the city of Santa Clara. Looking at the stadium from across the street, there's still a fair amount of asphalt around it, though fewer dedicated parking spaces than most stadiums have. There are train tracks, too. The VTA, which connects to Caltrain, stops here. There's an Amtrak stop nearby. And there's bike parking, which opens up a new possibility.
Bike tailgating, right. I haven't seen it yet, but it might happen.
Opponents of the stadium are worried about traffic and parking. As for cars, Riley explains, to keep the stadium's footprint smaller, it's the team's job to rent parking from nearby technology companies.
The goal always was to go out there and beat the bushes, find the guys who are willing to, you know, to make some money off of selling you parking spaces.
But that hasn't been totally successful. They haven't found enough parking for Monday or Thursday night games when fans would be pulling in before businesses close. So next season, home games will only be on Sundays. David Lehrer is with UC Berkeley's Center for the Built Environment. He says a green NFL stadium sets a good example, but he wonders whether the stadium will be used enough to make up for all the energy that's going into building it.
I think the important thing is that people are building buildings and structures and spaces that are going to be used for a long time.
Candlestick, which opened in 1960, is one of the oldest parks in the NFL. Stadiums like the nearly 90-year-old Soldier Field in Chicago are a rarity because teams make money on new stadiums by selling fancy seats, ad space, and naming rights. So the best scenario for the 49ers' green legacy could be for the team to play well and for the fans to keep coming, making it worth it for the Niners to stick around. Stadium exec Jack Hill.
You know, at the end of the day, there's going to be between 65 and 70,000 people that are going to sit in a seat, you know, order a hot dog, go to the restroom, and enjoy the entertainment on the field.
Levi's Stadium's first event will be in August 2014 when the San Jose soccer team, the Earthquakes, break in the field. The Niners pick it up that fall, and the stadium's already been picked to host the Super Bowl in 2016. I'm Molly Samuel, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.